This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The beginning of the parsha tells us and identifies the name of the Jew who was smote by Pinchas. V'shem ish Yisrael hamukeh. The name of the Jewish man who was hit. The Shachal HaTorah, one of the Gurei Ho'ari, one of the students of the Ari, asked, what do you mean who was hit? He wasn't hit, he was killed. It should say, V'shem ish Yisrael haneherag. So he gives two answers. Chazal say in Sanhedrin, Pei Beis Amud Beis, 10 miracles happened to Pinchas. The Medrash says 12 Nisim, which means this was a supernatural act. Pinchas did what he did, but the Ribbono Shel Olam took over from there. Pinchas just hit, the Ribbono Shel Olam took away the life of the Zimri ben Salu and Kazi Basur. But the Shachar Torah adds further. One of the miracles mentioned is God preserved their life until it was time for them to go, so that Pinchas should not become tamei. In other words, Pinchas smote them, and it was a hitting that could have killed them. But God preserved their soul so they shouldn't die and be matamei Pinchas. So it comes out Pinchas didn't kill them, because it was just a hit. God preserved their soul, and only later their soul was taken by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, to allude to this phenomenon that the Gemara mentions, the Pasuk says, V'shem ish Yisrael hamukeh. So all of the Divrei Chazal are alluded to and hinted to in the words of the Chumash, wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.